So, what about traveling around the world? The unstoppable and unpredictable new reality has changed the concept of traveling, as the majority of the international borders have been closed for quite a long term. With probably the only exception, the ones who have been able to continue taking their usual flights appear to be the migratory birds. During this semester, most of us were to prefer a homemade Greek salad to the Acropolis of Athens, or to explore the Soviet constructivism instead of the deconstructivism of Bilbao. However, using the concise yet very substantive top 10 guides, the art historians, first-year undergraduate students, managed to share their memories, experience and impressions with those of us who still don't have a chance to look at the cathedrals of Prague or to enjoy the sunny days on Cyprus. In fact, not only the well-known sites and architectural constructions are mentioned in these guides. Some of the authors tell stories from their personal experience, narrate about local galleries and little-known mysterious objects of art. Speaking of the scope of the list, the top 10 guides cover several prominent locations of the world map. Anastasia Rukhladeva describes the objects of art which can be found under the Larnaca Sun. The city, Larnaca, is situated on the south coast of Cyprus, and Anastasia writes about its ancient churches, mosques, for example the Hala Sultan Tekke Mosque, and even the medieval castles. The ones who are likely to enjoy something more modern might be get interested by the Hagia Napa Sculpture Park. Sofia Lopshina draws the reader's attention to the main architectural constructions of the heart of France itself, Paris. Surely there are some notes on the Arc de Triomphe, the Louvre Museum and the Notre Dame Cathedral. Besides, the guide reveals the secret source of inspiration for Claude Monet, the creator of such famous impressionistic canvases as the water lilies. The Prague Top 10 guide is also full of architectural stories. Each description, including the name of an art object, its location and origins, is complemented by several out-of-the-way facts, and that makes the guide, made by Alexandra Kapustina, even more fascinating. She tells about the reconstruction of the Prague astronomical clock, about the main cathedrals and several modern sculptural installations. Also, we can find out the reason why was the whole city wall dedicated to one of the former members of the Beatles. Varvara Protasova's guide is dedicated to Tel Aviv and its majestic sceneries. Varvara describes Bauhaus urban architecture and gives us a hint about the best city's attractions and one superb vegetarian cafe. Some unusual and sapid culinary recommendations can be found in Yekaterina Azarova's guide. A few notes about Madrid architecture are included as well. For instance, the author describes the interior of the Royal Palace of Madrid and mentions striking Beaux-Arts-style exemplars. Several items, like the objects from the Prado Museum collection, have their own history, meaning and significance, and Katya serves them best with her impressions. Our next stop is located a bit further to the east. Welcome to Tbilisi, dear passengers. Our guide in Georgia will be Sonia Dubrovskaya. With her assistance, we will discover authentic Georgian architecture, local art galleries, and frescoes of David Gareja Monastery. Her guide depicts not only urban sites, but also a picturesque place created by nature itself, the Lisi Lake, situated on the outskirts of Tbilisi. The final destination of our virtual tour, our online tale, is the easternmost point, Kyoto. Pavel Neudachin's guide can be seen as a balanced mix of the detailed observation of the Japanese temples and the finest description of a way modern edifices. As they say, admiring local architecture is impossible without visiting Kyoto Gardens, so Pavel shares with us the greatest places to see cherry blossom.